Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. And now, play ball. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Will hits a line drive into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mays hits a fly ball towards left. Williams catches it and throws to first to double up Hiller. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Keene strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bertel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou, who is chasing the ball. Bertel reaches third base with a triple. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Drott strikes out. 1 out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Will for the out. 2 outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bertel scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pagan strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sanford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Sanford moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hiller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Mays reaches second base with a double. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays moves to third. 1 out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Cepeda moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cepeda moves to third. 2 outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Giants won. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Drott is 0 for 1 in the game. Drott strikes out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Giants won. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sanford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer misplays the ball. That's an error on Zimmer. Jim Davenport batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Sanford moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Sanford moves to third. Davenport moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Giants won. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Giants won. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Cepeda moves to second. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. Landreth moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and has Landreth trapped. He races towards second and tags Landreth for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pagan. The throw from Burkell and he is safe. Pagan steals second. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sanford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0-for-2 in the game. Bausch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hiller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Dick Drott. Sammy Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Will is 0-for-3 in the game. Will hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Elston fires to first and has Cepeda trapped. There's the throw to Zimmer who tags Cepeda for the out. 2 outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from Burkell and he is safe. Keene steals second. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Landreth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreth is walked intentionally. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Altman moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hiller catches it and throws to second with Pagan covering, to double up Altman. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.